Come on, let's come on in and bless the Lord this morning. Let's all stand and open our hearts and lift our hands, and we're going to bless the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Shukurabasa, karabasa, karabasa. Oh, I love to pray in the Holy Ghost in the morning time. Subarabasa, karabasa, karabasa, karabasa. We give thanks well when we pray in the Holy Ghost. Subarabasa. Aren't you thankful today? We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We build ourselves up on our most holy faith when we pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on and stir that gift up that's within you this morning. Stir it up right now. Open your hearts and lift your hands and bless the Lord this morning. Bless the Lord on those drums and high sounding cymbals, Brother Temperato. Hallelujah. Oh, barabasa, karabasa, karabasa. Come on and bless the Lord with me, somebody. So, karabasa. Ibarabasa, karabasa. Oh, barabasa, karabasa, karabasa. Ibarabasa, karabasa, karabaso. Oh, barabasa. Tell you what, instead of everybody being just out everywhere, let's all gather right here. Let's all gather towards the front, and you can walk and pray. And you can sit down in the front if you want and pray. But let's pray as Brother Johnny comes and leads us in several praise songs. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost and open our hearts and receive from the Lord this morning. Brother Johnny.
Brother Charlie already said it. He said, I will bless the Lord.
Proclaim he's good, he's
Lord will be, let us exalt his name. For who is like? For who is like our Lord and King? His glory and his name is exalted above the heavens. I will bless the Lord. I will praise his name. I will bless the Lord. I will praise his name. For the rest of my life, I'll forever proclaim. Like you in all the earth. You are our God.
The day. We're singing just like heaven this morning. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, say it with me. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, holy, hallowed, holy, hallowed, holy be thy name. Oh, holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's pray in the Spirit just a few moments here this morning. Shalabalayangam derebori, angam derebori, andaleme. Yandalabori, andalebalabayam derababakare, andalebalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabal Oh, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God. Oh, be it we speak mysteries of the Spirit. Oh, we pray through impossible, impossible situations. Oh, right now, before we go any further, I received a phone call from Brother Dale and Gene, and they're on their way to Austin, and they've had a challenge with a grandson there. I want us to pray for that family right now. You ever had a challenge with anybody in your family? And Father, we pray for the Gentrys right now. Lord, I released him, and I said, you do what you need to do. And Father, we just thank you for safety upon their lives, for wisdom in dealing with family situations that defy human imagination sometimes. Lord, we know the enemy hates our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, but he's a liar. So, Father, we speak victory right now. I speak victory into Brother Dale's mind, into Gene's mind right now. I speak strength into their bodies. I speak the faith of, oh yes, the faith of God. Let a faith that is born of the heart of God rise up within them. Let a faith that is born of the heart of God rise within them. And we say to that grandson in the name of Jesus, boy, you line up with the Word of God. We say line up with the Word of God. That situation must line up with the Word of God. Must line up with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, our Lord said after this manner, therefore pray ye. Just say, pray ye. I will pray. Can you say that? I will pray. Our Father which art in heaven. Oh, thank God we have a daddy. We have a father. Woo! Hallelujah. We're not orphans. We have a father in heaven. And we say and we have said and we will say, hallowed, 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 holy, holy, holy. Hallowed, holy be thy name. Holy be the name of the Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, thy kingdom come. Start right here this morning. I just say for the Nichols household, for Pastor Bob Nichols, for these that are here, thy kingdom come. This isn't our kingdom. It's your kingdom, Lord. This church is not my kingdom. It's your kingdom, Lord. Oh, thy kingdom come. Shout it out. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. How can you mess up if your life is on earth as it is in heaven? How can you go wrong? Say it with me. In earth, in me, in us, as it is in heaven. Woo! Let's just shout just a moment right there. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we all need some daily bread. Daily bread may be healing. Well, daily bread's everything you need. Divine health, provision, money, favor, mercy, grace. Oh God, we just pray, give us this day our daily bread. Can I hear you pray it? Lord, give me this day my daily bread. Hallelujah. You might as well, Father, we just claim that we walk today in divine health. Why not? Divine health. Divine health. Divine health. Hallelujah. Divine health in our bodies and in our minds. I confess that Pastor Bob Nichols walks today with divine health in my body, in my mind. Pray for the immediate members of your family. For my wife, Joy. Oh, yes. Daily bread in her body. Daily bread in her mind. For Janet. Oh, yes. In her body, in her mind. Lord, for our daughter Susan and her husband Philip. Oh, in their bodies, in their minds, the supernatural healing power of God. Oh, Yaramakora. Yes, and Kristen and Jason, and I'm talking about my family. You can pray your family here just a moment. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank God. And Jack, yeah. Benjamin. Oh, Father, in Robbie, in Kelly, in Nicholas. Oh, God, give my family, our family this day, our daily bread. Physical health, mental alertness. We have the mind of Christ. We have the wisdom of God. Oh, Lord. Father, we release forgiveness to anyone who has wronged any of us. By faith, sometimes you have to do it by faith. I mean, I do part of it. It's not hard. Some of it, I really have to lean on my faith. Father, by faith, I release forgiveness to every person, any person, who on purpose or didn't have a clue, did something unkind or something that was hurtful. Or Father, I release forgiveness. We just refuse to walk with human hurt in the name of Jesus. We refuse to walk with a spirit of offense and unforgiveness, because we can't be forgiven if we don't forgive others. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Lead us not into temptation. Can you pray that? Lead us not. Lord, don't let me be led into something that I'll not be able to respond as I should. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. There's evil all around us. Cry out, Lord, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. My Lord, hallelujah. For thine is, not the devil is, not demons are, thine is the kingdom. This is his kingdom, not mine. Woo, celebrate with me. Thine is the power. It's his power in me, in us. Yea. And the glory. No glory to us. All glory to God. The glory forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it's not the only way we pray, but it's the foundation of all we pray. How many know that? That's the foundation, because our Lord gave it to us. Amen. We're not bound by anything, but it just gives us a good roadmap. Praise God. And I just confess me, today's a good day. I'm more than a conqueror today. This day has not conquered me. Christ in us, Christ in me, has already conquered this day. I will not face anything that God and I cannot face victoriously. When Satan fires his best shot, it pings against my shield of faith. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am victorious. I am more than a conqueror. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My prayers are being answered. Oh, shout it out. My prayers are being answered. My prayers are not in vain. My offerings are not in vain. My faith confessions are not in vain. Hallelujah. I have life by the words of my mouth that are based on the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Folks, we're living in a day when we're going to have to, I want to hit it just highlights, but you know, our strength is God. And the Bible said over in Isaiah 40:28, hast thou not known? Don't you know it? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator to the ends of the earth, he doesn't faint. God's not weary. He doesn't even take power naps. Oh, there is no searching of his understanding. My Lord, my Lord. He has all wisdom, all knowledge, all understanding. Saints, now get a hold of it. He giveth power to the faint. Oh, I'll not faint. I will not faint. I will not faint. Shout it out loud. I will not faint. He giveth power to the faint. And to those that have no might, he increaseth strength. My strength is not diminishing. My strength is growing. We're not out of gas. Oh, hallelujah. My strength is growing. Dave Hinton's strength is growing. Hallelujah. He increaseth. Oh, just shout out, I receive my increase. He's more than a 5-hour energy drink. He's a 24-hour on time God. Woo! I know there's times you don't, it looks like these kids will never wind down, but even the youth shall faint and be weary. Those energetic kids and grandkids and great grandkids, my Lord, even the youth shall faint. Now listen, you need this the older you get. Take it from me. I could be one of the older ones among you. I've proven this. I live by this. This is part of my DNA. Even youths shall faint and be weary. I've had young people say, how in the world you do what you do? Here it is. Even youths shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall, unfortunately, they'll fall for a few moments. They just can't handle the pace. But they that wait, oh my Lord. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord. Saints, that's what we're doing this morning. We're waiting upon the Lord. We're not waiting for God to catch up. We're waiting to let him saturate our being. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. We are waiting on the Lord. We are waiting on the Lord. We are waiting on the Lord. Woo! They that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall go down in flames. They'll run out of gas. They'll fail. No, they'll mount up. Just flap your wings. We're on our way up, saints. Flap your faith wings. Oh, faith and hope. Ah, they that wait upon the Lord, I wait upon the Lord, I wait upon the Lord. Woo! Ah, they shall run. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Woo! Glory to God. You know, we're never more godly than when we help one another. Well, let me put it, win souls, of course, but in the kingdom, God called us to help one another, not to put down one another, destroy one another. And that, I'm on a quick trip. Isaiah 41:6, they helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, I don't agree with you. Oh, he said, be of good courage. Turn to the person on your side and say, be of good courage. There's a good courage and there's a bad courage. There's a faith courage and there's a faithless courage. But he said, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed with a hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails that it should not be moved. You know, everything about my pastoring is to fasten it so it will not be moved. I'm talking about people. I mean, it's one thing to come in with a flaming testimony, but I watch. I'm a processor. I think. I watch. I heard what you said last month, but where are you today? Where are you headed today? Amen. I really appreciate all the kind things, but say that 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Amen. Oh, that it should not be moved. I want you just by faith, just I'm not going to trick you in anything. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the things that I have heard this week, the truths that have been made real, enable me to fasten it. Not lose it, but fasten it, that it shall not be moved. I'll not be moved before I leave this auditorium. I'll not be moved before I get to the parking lot. I'll not be moved before I get home. I'm going home fixed in a new way. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the story? We started in 1964. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not. Well, the leading problems in the kingdom of God is fear. What we'd do if we weren't afraid? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. But Lord, I'm so afraid. He said, what's the deal? I'm with you. Don't be dismayed, discouraged, disoriented. Some people, it's just who got to them last. They'll leave a service full of fire and victory. Next time you see them, got their ears down like a hound dog. Be not dismayed, disoriented, discouraged. Dis is not good. Dis is not good. For I am thy God. How can you be discouraged when you truly understand he is your God? I will strengthen thee. Ooh! There's time, I couldn't tell you how many times I've walked to the platform, walked to the pulpit. I thought, God, if I can make it through one more time. But I'm depending upon the strength of God. Because Psalms 27 said, the Lord is the strength of my life. How many times I've been on the way to Australia and the devil said, what? You don't have anything to give them. I said, you lying outfit, you. So at about 30,000 or 40,000 feet, I say, you know, every time I get somewhere, the Holy Ghost got there before I did. Every time I get somewhere, the Holy Ghost got there before I did. He was there. He's on location. My God, I will strengthen thee. Yay. But Brother Nichols, you know, you have a lot of people to help you, honey. There was a day when I was looking for a kind smile. We started with no people, no money, no nothing except faith in God in Isaiah 41:10. And a Baptist banker that loaned me $1,000 to open the doors and put exit signs up. God said, I will help you. Folks, I'm not playing games with words here today. I mean, this part of every Bible I have, I've been on my face for countless hours. Lord, you said you would help me. Isaiah 50, verse 7 said, for the Lord God will help me. For the Lord God will help me. I've set my face like a flint. I'll not be ashamed. I'm coming through this thing. If nobody helps me, God will help me. God will help me. I'm not helpless. Don't feel sorry for me. I just need your faith. I don't need your sympathy. Hallelujah. I will help you. There's a lightning bolt from heaven just struck this prayer time. God said, lift your hands. I'm helping you. I am helping you. Woo! I will help you. You say, but what if I go under? How can you go under with the everlasting arms of God beneath you? He said, I will hold you up with the right hand of my righteousness. And my second brother's left-handed, so don't be discouraged, left-handed folks. But there's something about the right hand of God, it just doesn't get any better than that. When you got the right hand of God holding you up, how can you go under when God's hand and God's arm is beneath you? I live on stuff like this. Amen. This is not a sugar stick. This is the bone in my leg. This is faith. Amen. I know what it is to be on the brink of losing everything time and time and time and time again. Not because I was mean or ugly or whatever, just because we were under fire. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you know, learn to put this in God's hands. You don't do this for a while without picking up some enemies. So don't be discouraged when you find out somebody doesn't like you. I still don't like it, but it's life. It's basic 101 ministry. They criticized David. They criticized Joshua. Can you imagine Moses' own sister that took him on? And God said, back up, Moses. I'll handle this one. Do you realize that with Moses, you know, you say, well, he smoked a rock. I think we'd have done worse than that if we'd been in his shoes or sandals. Do you realize, you know, people don't, I'm believing God for an old-fashioned fear of God to come back to the church. I don't mean a faithless fear, but a fear of God. That you don't do something because you're afraid you're going to get caught. You don't want to grieve the heart of God. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Learn to let God fight your battles. I found out when people are deceived, you can't get them out. I mean, only God can bring them out. You can argue, you can present. We're living in a generation that the word really doesn't make much difference. So, that's your cultural conviction. I mean, if you're not pastoring, thank God you're not right now. It's a strange deal out there. Because a generation's rising that we've been educated in the wrong system. And if it feels good, do it. You know, and even in the church, we've got greasy grace and sloppy agape. I believe in grace. I couldn't make it without grace, but I'm going to tell you, faith without works is dead, and real faith works. Really works. But here's a verse. All they that were incensed against thee. Got anybody mad at you? All right, don't have a nervous breakdown. Remember, shall be ashamed. God said, if you're right, if your heart's right and your faith is right, they'll be ashamed, confounded. And twice it says in these verses, they shall be as nothing. I was asking somebody about one of our darkest situations back downtown. They said, I don't even know what happened to them. They just disappeared. I don't know. Nobody hears from them anymore. Well, a lot of people heard from them at the time. You'll seek them and not even find them. Why do you want to seek them? I don't know. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I want us to lift our hands and say, Lord, I not only release forgiveness to anyone who has done me wrong on purpose or they didn't have a clue. There's a lot of people hanging around our church not listening to what we preach. I mean, all of us, what we preach or teach. But let's just release forgiveness and just say it really doesn't matter at all. Father, we just release total, complete forgiveness by faith. And we just say it really doesn't matter at all. It really doesn't matter at all. God's going to bring us through. Well, I hope you're, I'm just about through here. I'm going as quick as I can go. Isaiah 41. Here's where it's all going. Behold, I will make, oh, there it is. This is the last morning prayer. Behold, I will make you, that's verse 15. Behold, I will make you anew. You remember your first new car? You ever had a new car? Smells good. Drives good. You got that confident feeling, I'm going to make it to my destiny. I will make thee a new, sharp. Did you ever try to cut with a dull knife? I was trying to cut a little tree limb the other day, and the shears were dull. They were dull. Oh, my. I will make thee a new, sharp. Got to make you sharp. Instrument. Having teeth. Do you have teeth this morning? Thank God for the teeth in your mouth, but thank God for your spiritual teeth. I'm going to give you some teeth to get the bite on life. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He said, thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small and shall make the hill. There's the authority of the believer. Get out of my way, mountain. Be thou cast into the midst of the sea. When you pray, believe that you receive. Oh, get some fight in your prayer. And look at this now. For I the Lord. Oh, my. Hope you're getting half as much out of this as I am. I thought I'd milked it dry, but it's all of a sudden brand new. I the Lord. When the poor and needy seek water, and there's none. No water. Their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them, and the God of Israel will not forsake them. All right? I will hear. Verse 18, I will open. He said, I will hear, I will open rivers and high places, fountains and valleys. Verse 19, I will plant. You've heard my story, those that are around me. In our first little project house, I went out and got the biggest old honking tree I could find, put in my front yard. I wasn't going to wait for that little twig to grow up like the rest of my neighbors. And my brother-in-law and I, we worked for 2 days to get that thing out of the ground, sawed roots and did all that, put it in the ground, got it all packed down, the wind came up and blew it down. My tree died. But I'm going to tell you, when God plants something, honey, it will grow. It will grow. And what God's planted, listen, hold on. You know, there's so much you've heard this week, you won't realize it until you get home. Or you'll realize it on the way home. You say, well, what about all those rabbit trails? It all leads to the big trail. Little rabbit trail. You know, there's folks that thought, well, if that's all it was, so they went home. They went home, didn't even hear enough to make a difference. I planted my feet this week. I said, I will hear from God this week. I'm going to hear from God. I have heard from God. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and all those trees. He said, I will set in the desert the fir tree, the pine, the box. And here it is, verse 20. Listen to me. That they, who is they? All those folks that were upset with you. All those folks that thought you'd never make it. Little Robert Nichols would never make it. You mean he's in the ministry now? Ooh. Oh, my. That they may see and know. Don't worry about your reputation. Don't worry about people applauding you. Just keep on using that sharp threshing instrument. Just keep on winning souls. Just keep on praying. Keep on planting seed. Keep on giving to God. Keep on showing up at the house of God. That they may see and know and consider and understand together. They'll all get together and they say, man, I don't understand this about Pastor Bob Nichols. I didn't think he'd make it. I thought he'd go down in flames. I mean, they thought I'd go down in flames in the post office building. Then we moved downtown. They knew I was crazy. Then the tornado blew us away and said, see, he's gone. But here we are. Satan's biggest headache showed up again. Hallelujah. Well, it's only 3 miles from where he was. Yeah, but it's paid for. Yeah, God. I know it needs remodeling, but you know, we've proven you can get people saved in this room. You can get people healed in this room. You can have revival now in this room. Hallelujah. Carpet's nice. May not like red, but just blink your eyes and say it's whatever color I want it to be. I'm just going to worship God in this house. That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this. I hope this has brought some courage and encouragement to your heart. We are not of those that go back. We're not go-backers. We're not backseaters. We're not back-pewers. We're not of those that go back. I said we're not. You know, I've come so far, there's nowhere else to go in my thinking. Yeah, there are places I could go, and you never get too old, but you can make a fool out of yourself. I said that, and an old man got so mad, he got up and walked out of service one time. He said, "You insulted me." I said, "No, Spirit of God's trying to tell you something." He said, "Well, I physically can't do anything." I said, "Yeah, but you can think it. You can get meanness until you draw your last breath. But I tell you, I'm going out in the flame of righteousness. I haven't come this far to let the tow truck take my car. I haven't come this far to torch my house. I haven't come this far to throw away the gifts of God. And, hallelujah. I'm not going to throw it away for some critic. Jesus, me, I'm going to be like Enoch. How far are we going to walk today, Lord?" He said, "Bob, we're going all the way." Going all the way, son. We're going all the way. We're not going to take that short walk we take. Going all the way. What happened to Enoch last time I saw him? He's walking with God. You walk with God, you're going somewhere. I said, you walk with God, you're going somewhere. And it's a good somewhere. And you know the word of God said, and I, oh Lord, should I share it? I know it's a prayer, maybe we're just going to hit about some solid minutes of prayer. Downtown, when we had that serious eviction notice, because nobody, the banks wouldn't finance, no one would finance. We're making payments on our obligations, making more on payments there than we would if we'd had the loan. We almost lost 30 days. It was 30 days, it was all over. I got it in my car. There's a verse I'd always been a little afraid of. Isaiah 45:11. "Concerning the works of my hands command you me." Now, you better listen carefully to what I'm saying, because you take your shoes off on this one. If you don't fire this one off, get another car. I mean, this is when your back's against the wall and it's all hell broke loose. And I drove and wept and prayed in the Spirit. And I tell you, I spoke some strong words. You don't speak those words unless you know where you're going. Don't play with them. Don't play with them. And I'll tell you, by the time I got back to the office, another call had come through. Somebody wanted to meet with us. And it was in that meeting that the problem was resolved. And the property was not lost. If you go downtown and look today, one of the most beautiful buildings in all of downtown is Pier 1. That's where we were. We have the most valuable piece of real estate at that time in all of downtown Fort Worth. Architects from France said it's the best location ideally. We extended the borders of downtown down to Forest Park Drive. There was talk of the city. God moved us out. Looked like we was going to have to make a $10 million loan just to build school and gym and all that stuff. And God moved us here. And thank God everything's... We got some money to spend here. I mean, you can just see the roof and so on. Thank God we had about $55,000 that came in, or pledged or whatever yesterday. That means more. Satan really fought that new roof, but you know it's coming. New roof cometh. But when we were literally blown away and we were in a prison tent, praise God, God opened up this property, 3 miles from downtown to uptown. Hallelujah. I know it's not as slick copy and as modern as a lot of things you see on television. I mean, Because of our television station in Uganda, we have people in churches in Uganda that have not only sprung up, they have sharper looking, far sharper looking platform than we got. I mean, there's some good looking. Is that right, Johnny? I mean, they've seen Creflo Dollar, and, you know, they've seen all the leading programs, plus a powerful grouping of black ministers there locally. God's raising up churches right and left. But out of it all this week, I want us just to join our hearts together. Just get a prayer partner there. And we're going to believe. It's not how loud, how quiet, how long, how short. We've had some long services, but it takes you a while to get the junk out of your heart and mind. I don't care how spiritual you are. You know, your mind's still on your cell phone. Your brain's still texting something, even when you turned it all off. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, be still and know that I am God. Be still. Find that quiet place to listen to no voice but my voice. Spend quality time with me. Meditate about the things that have happened to you this week. For some, it will be a few days before you'll be able to do this, but do it as quickly as possible. Have your pen ready. Have some paper to write on, saith the Lord. Because when you talk to me, I'll talk to you. And when I talk to you, I want you to write it down. And I want you to do it. This time, don't be like last time. I told you, and you let it slip. You let people talk you out of it. You let circumstances rob you. But this time, right now, begins the miracle that your heart has cried out for through the years. You can't do it, or you would have already done it. You've tried to do it, and it just falls apart in your hand. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. O prophet of God, what are we going to do? Son, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Greater is he that is in you, saith the Lord, than he that is in the world. You've heard this. Has your spirit heard it? Has your spirit heard it? Nothing is impossible as long as I am number one and I get all the glory. So don't go home defeated. And yes, you'll have those same feelings of, well, nothing's changed. That's a lie, saith the Lord. You're going to believe my word, you're going to believe a lie. He said, no, God has said, and I believe God. I believe God. In the good days, the bad days, and you'll see more good days than you've ever seen before. For your best is yet to come. I really need your best, saith the Lord. I've hung in there with you in the difficult days. Now, give me your best days and go for it, saith the Lord. In Jesus' name. For my word is said, no word from God is void of power. My word will bring you through. Emotions will fail you, but my word will bring you through more than a conqueror, saith the Lord. Lift your hands and shout the shout of victory. Oh, la baraba bakara kasha kata. Oh, la bala 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 bala. Oh, rababa karaka raka raka sakatai. Oh, la ba la ba la ba la ba. Oh, la ba la ba la ba. Oh, la ba la ba la ba shai. Oh, la ba la ba. Oh, we receive that power, Lord. We receive that power. We receive that power. We receive that power, saith the Lord. We receive that power. We receive that power, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. We receive that power. Brother Odell, I want you to come here just for a moment. I want you to hold your hands out to this dear brother. I love and appreciate this man. If you knew all he had gone through, you'd think your problems were small. But I hear the Lord saying, the thing that impresses me about you, Odell Allen, is that you did not quit. You thought about it. You wanted to. It seemed logical to. People said you ought to. But you refused to quit. And I saw that, and I see that, saith the Lord. This man's wife had cancer. He took care of her like a baby. Pastored the church. Did everything a man could do. When his own family, in-laws, turned against him. I've stood with this man through hell and high water. I can't do it every time, everywhere, whatever. God told me, when God puts me on a trail, I stay on a trail. Everything in the world seemed to go wrong, but you haven't quit. I call in now the balance of what you need to get into that chapel now to get out of that school. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a new day, brother. A new day is already forming around you for a man who would not quit. For a man who had every reason to quit. No one would have blamed you if you quit. But I say in the next, brapakasha, fresh oil, new wine, you'll know what's good for you and for that ministry. In the name of Jesus, the money will be there. The power, the anointing will be there. No weapon that has been formed against you has prospered. And no weapon that is being formed against you now in any way shall prosper. Oh, yera bakara. And nothing that is in your heart shall be impossible unto you. Nothing. 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 Lock your mind and your spirit into my word, saith the Lord. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Woo! I know everyone here represents somebody's ministry. Let's just come forward here this morning. And I took a little more time than I thought of, but early this morning, God said, get into Isaiah 41. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Yedabovasa. I just hear straight ahead victory. Straight ahead victory. Straight ahead victory. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. For you. And where you pastor, where you teach, or where you go to church. Let's claim victory for every house in this room right now. Let's claim victory for every church, every ministry. Yeah. Let the gentlemen and ladies start your engines. Let the joy roll. Let the joy roll. Hey, I am the love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, Pastor Bill and Heather Knott, we love you. You're faith kids. We've been to your church many times. In this area, there's churches a lot larger than this church. But I've got to do what God called me to do. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm pleased that you've done to your best understanding what I called you to do. It's not how big your church is or how small your church is. Are you doing what God called you to do? The Lord would say, I'm well pleased that you have held steady in doing what I've called you to do. Brother Bill, God's given you a special anointing with men. And God's given you a compassionate heart for women in outreach. You guys are a tremendous team. And don't, I hear the Lord saying, don't get caught in the comparison game. Just do what you can do. You can't do what you're not able to do at the moment. All you can do is do what you can do. But when you're faithful to do what you can do, that's when the bigger things. And you know, God knows how big things need to be. You know, God knows how much I can handle or how much this church can handle. I'd rather have a smaller church that was producing the things I'm seeing produced around here than have people never give altar calls. Maybe 80% of your church not even born again. It's scary what's happening out in the marketplace today. I mean, no altar calls. Wink at an usher if you need further. As I said last night, you pick up a wrong friend that way. I'm serious. I had a little caustic humor there, but we give altar calls on purpose. And I've told our staff, your job doesn't depend if you give an altar call on fire blank. No one seems to come. You do your best. Like on Wednesday night, on a normal Wednesday night, House of Isaiah comes in. We've had more just crazy stuff in people's lives. We've seen more lives changed on Wednesday night. Former staff here, her sister came in. Two sisters that died before they were 50 because of drugs and alcohol. I mean, tough family situations. On Wednesday night, God sent her sister in, and we gave 3 altar calls that night. One's fine. And I use the staff a lot of times in giving. Brother Charlie has a strong altar gift. And at the end of the service, I said, give one more. I mean, no one came that. No one came. Unusual for our services. Not even one. But on that third altar call, was it 3 or 4? 3. At least third. She came from the back pew down to the front. Gave her heart to Jesus. Evangelized 2 blocks around her house. And went home to be with the Lord 8 days later. Born again, spirit filled. See, God knew she could have been tempted to go back to what she came out of. You know, we get all bummed out about things. Thank God things are as good as they are. Don't try to figure out everything and everybody. Just believe for God's grace to be manifested. Hallelujah. I mean, kind of an ordinary service, but it wasn't ordinary because a new name was written down in glory. Brother Larry, God got real excited about that. All heaven rejoices over. You know, I was thinking about your card, you know, said, you didn't even visit me. You didn't even come by. You know, Jesus, he thinks about things different than we do. Yeah, just a kind word. I was down at Shell Station one night, and I don't always, but I had $100 mad bill in my pocket. And I was kind of in a hurry that night, and I saw this girl, and something about her just touched my heart. God said, give that girl $100. Wait a minute. You know, I walk in dressed up nice. I'm a preacher. And give a girl $100. But then I committed that to the Lord. I walked in and I said, things going rough in your life. I said, God wants me to give that to you. Boy, tears just began to flow. She showed up in church. She's been showing up ever since. She's had some things to overcome, but you know, she had some back tickets and all kinds. She said, well, if I have to go back to jail, I just win souls there. It wasn't if I have to go back to jail, you know, this thing doesn't work. And, you know, God brought her out of that. And she made an unwise, you know, thing about a quick marriage, you know. You have to really, really help these people, you know, because they don't know nothing from nothing, really. Just if it feels good, do it. But you got to keep on loving. I mean, if I was Jesus, how would you have felt about Peter? Yeah, but Jesus just said, and tell Peter. He's pretty bummed out. He blew it. Tell Peter. Keep telling those Peters. Keep telling those Marys and Marthas. Keep telling those people. God loves them. God has a wonderful plan for their life. It's a mystery I never thought I'd see since we've been going out. Some folks are supposed to be spiritual, mature, tongue-talking. Got all bummed out because we were going out to the highways and hedges. It's kind of like young evangelists in our church. So you win 500 and you can win 501. Do you stop at 500? We're discipling everything we can, but the command is go. He didn't say you have to have perfection. He said go. Do what you can do while you can do it. I mean, the Holy Ghost has an amazing ability to take things a lot further than we can. And God knows how to bring it around. So, okay, I'm getting out in deeper waters. Praise God. But the Lord did say to you, God said, I'm well pleased. Father, they've come many times. But Father, this time they're going home stronger than ever before. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Utopokurakashi. Vrokarakatu. Vrakataya. Oh, God's going to give you a greater peace in doing because you do have a shepherd's heart. Just like that picture in your office there of the sheep. You have been a shepherd. You're still a shepherd. Jesus' name. Oh, Rakasha. Don't get antsy. Don't get fearful. Just keep doing what I told you last, saith the Lord. Jesus' name. Oh, Karabakoshakata. Now, God will show you how to do what your heart's been quickened to do. So go home and let me talk to you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll lead you. I'll guide you, saith the Lord. Oh, Rababakashai. And yes, my hand is on those children. My hand is on those children. My hand is on your children. And they shall be disciples. They are and they shall be disciples, taught of the Lord, obedient to God's word and will in everything. In Uchibakataya. Durabakataya. Jesus' name. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. God's saying that to a lot of you parents and grandparents. Fear not. Commit them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Do we have, I haven't scanned the audience here, just last year, pastors that have not been pastoring for long, I mean, relatively short periods of time. I think we have about three or four here. I know one from Brother Files' son. Is he here? And, yeah. You that have just been pastoring a short period of time, I want us to hold our hands out there. Come right here. And we'll break up here in just a moment. But oh, Baraka. Is there any other pastor who has been pastoring? Either brand new or, you know, oh, well, come, that's it, you qualify. Anyone else? That, okay, let's hold our hand out. Y'all just move. Oh, there you go. Okay. Move in a little closer, if you will. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Oh, every gift and gifting you need to do the vavrepa. Jesus' name. Oh, Father. Oh, da bakata tapokoto vrakataya. Oh, la bella bella bashai. Oh, la bella bella bashai. Oh, my God shall supply all you need. Oh, riba ba ba reka ya ya da la bella bella ba. Oh, la bella 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 ba. Oh, la bella Sheila barakasai. I say to all of you, I say to you, my brother, such as I have, give I unto you. In the beginning, it'll grow, it'll grow. Shh. Some of you pastors, just lay hands on this dear, these dear people. Join with me in your faith. Now, they thought our church would never make it. 49 years later, I guess we did. By God's help. How much we appreciate those that have come from a distance. Those that have come from a distance. Rob, you and Jane, God bless you. Marcus, you guys, thank you for coming. Canadian. This is the hungriest bunch of ministers I've ever seen in my life. Kelly, I want you and Robbie to come here. I want you to come here, my second and third grandchildren. Amen. Ashley and Jane, Heather, I wonder if you'd just gather others around Kelly, if you will. Brother Bill, you'd just stand behind Robbie. I know you've had a love and an interest in my grandchildren for a long time. God's using our family. Well, that's okay, but God's using our family. But you know, we all have a lot to learn, and we got to stay teachable. I'm so thankful my grandchildren aren't strung out on drugs, living a crazy lifestyle. And if yours are, believe them in. They're coming in. Father, we just pray. Glory to God. Just, oh, Labba. Father, I pray for Robbie today. Lord, I see a growing maturity. There's no way you can do ministry without the help of God. It's got to be all, everything or nothing. It's got to be everything. Nothing's ever worked for me that I didn't just put my whole heart into. Father, I pray for Robbie today. Make yourself real to him, to be who you called him to be teachable, to be loyal, to hold steady, to not be moved or intimidated by his family or friends, by cousins or friends. You are you, saith the Lord. And I've given you your own individual anointing. So you'll not be like necessarily about like everyone else. Just do what I've called you to do. Don't condemn anybody. Don't get in controversy. Just keep smiling and just keep doing what I'm telling you to do, saith the Lord. Be at peace, Robbie. Be at peace. Now, you know a truck burns more gas than a car, don't you? You do know. He wants a Ford 150. He needs a truck. Every guy needs a truck. I'm on a limb now. I just felt the Lord. I just want to tell you, truck cometh. Truck, the right truck. Truck cometh. He can give you a new one, or he can give you a good, good user. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call in the right truck. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, la ba la ba la ba. Thank you, girls. Father, I just pray for Kelly. She has a very tender heart. Lord, you've used her in praise and worship. Kelly, God, won't you just take a deep breath and just relax. Just relax. Just say, I just want to do what God wants me to do. God, give her peace in all directions in her life. Peace. Peace of God that passes understanding. Jesus' name. Woo! Shelaboreba kasekatai. Verabavavalavalavasai. Shibraturre kasai. Hallelujah. Well, let's give a shout to the Lord this morning. Dale, you and your wife, I want to pray for the Smiths here this morning. These people come a long way to be here. Come here. Father, I pray for these precious people. You're going to show them how to incorporate whatever they need to do there. They've done a good job, but Father, they want to reach more souls. I just thank you for a greater harvest, greater harvest, greater harvest. In the name of Jesus, greater, greater harvest, greater anointing. Oh, Rababakash. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, if you need to make a comfort stop, get rid of your third cup of coffee, that's all right. Hallelujah. Sing, Brother Johnny.
Flow to you, flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Like streams in the valley, they swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart rise to bless your name and flow to you. Flow to you.
Hallelujah. What if you move a little closer in here to this? Kind of simply, if that's. Amen. Y'all want to just speak while we're just. Everybody's taking care of. Comfort stop for a moment. I just want to say to any pastor, don't go home and say, bless God, all you folks are backslidden. This place is in a mess. I remember we went to a conference, learned more about busing and evangelism years ago at a Baptist church. I remember that pastor said, the last day said, my soul, how many churches will be split over this? But you know, something I've learned, you don't drive, you lead. I just said something very important. You don't drive. I mean, yeah, when the anointing comes on you, we're all got that crazy touch of God in our life. But I'm crazy when I'm anointed. But you know, you've got to learn that sheep can panic.